It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Remember, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week. Mindset, what you put out, you're going to get back. But if you want different things, it's not only cultivating that correct mindset, it's going and doing the action. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for doing it. Remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. We know you're going to love the content and the guests. And if you're an old listener, been listening for a while, welcome back. Thank you for the continued support. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Hit the subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us that 5-star rating and review. We sure would appreciate it. Are you heading to the gym? Then you're going to need some kick-ass apparel from The Badge Life. Everything from gym gear, hoodies, tank tops, they have it all. Check out the link to The Badge Life in the show notes. And it was created for law enforcement and first responders by a first responder, my good friend Tony Malik. Trust me, you are going to love everything that The Badge Life has to offer. Remember, check out their link in the show notes. Such an honor to be partnered with a great company like Detectichem. This amazing company is helping keep our brave men and women who protect us every day safer by offering mobile threat detection fits in the palm of their hands, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, now COVID-19. Folks, this application-based technology is a must-have for your organization. Check out their link, Detectichem, at cjevolution.com. On to Microcast Monday. It's that time, folks. Get spring cleaning. I know my spring cleaning usually involves, you know, organizing and doing things in the garage and organizing the garage. It seems every year it gets disorganized, messy. And so every spring I go out there and reorganize, kind of put things in their place, clean up, all that stuff. Spring cleaning is essential, you know, to get the house in order or wherever you live, you know, get things in order for, you know, the summer and all those good things that are yet to come. Now, there's other spring cleaning, too. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing some spring cleaning internally? Are you putting out that positive vibe to the universe? Are you thinking good thoughts? Are you not focusing on the negative? Because that's what I mean by personal spring cleaning. So it's never too late to start your spring cleaning. I know, you know, I was talking about earlier in terms of, you know, cleaning out my garage, and that's important too. But more importantly is your internal cleaning, your internal cleansing. So if you haven't already, this is a perfect time to start on that right path with cleaning out those negative beliefs, that negativity, that toxicity, if you have it, going on between the 6 inches in your head, between your ears. Spring cleaning. So now is the time to start working on yourself, getting yourself in that positive state of mind, taking care of yourself better physically, emotionally, spiritually. Engage in that spring cleaning. It's so important. And remember, it's not just for stuff. It's for yourself, which is more important. So take care of yourself. I know I talk about that a lot, but it really comes down to that. If you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of others in your life? And we all have bad days. I do. You do. But the key is not to let those bad days linger into more bad days where it's dominating everything, where you have more bad days than good. You got to do that spring cleaning or fall cleaning. Every time of the year, you got to be decluttering those negative beliefs and filling it with positive things. So folks, start your spring cleaning today, not only physically, mentally, spiritually. And I'm not talking, again, I'm not just focusing on yourself. You got to do some stuff around the house, but yourself is important. Focus on that, and everything else is going to work itself out. Trust me, it will. Take care of yourself better. Do that spring cleaning today. Folks, have a great week, great Monday. Remember, it's going to be a great day, great week. Stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked CJ Evolution podcast. I'd love to hear from you. You can find all my links on the website, cjevolution.com. Until then, be safe, go conquer your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.